You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Let's move on. South Africa's revenue service is making inroads in the fight against the illicit cigarette market, which steals billions from the fiscus via leakages in our tax system. SARS recently scored a victory in court against a company, Burbana Freight and Logistics Management, that had been playing in the illicit market space for some time. Burbana has been ordered to repay 19 billion rand in unpaid taxes. But we do have MoneyWeb contributor who has been following the story, Kieran Ryan, for more. Kieran, thanks so much for your time. Just talk to us about who Verbena is in the illicit cigarette value chain.
Well, Verbena, as you said, it's actually a freight and logistics company. It's got offices in Zimbabwe and in South Africa at Kempton Park and at Messina as well, at the Beitbridge border on both sides. So it's not really involved, supposedly, in tobacco production, but it got caught, obviously, by SARS doing very much that thing that it was not supposed to be doing. It was acting as a clearing agent for the import of this tobacco, which is coming out of Zimbabwe. And SARS made the assumption, and this came out of the court papers, which MoneyWeb got a hold of, that they actually made the assumption that this company was actually involved in bringing in tobacco, claiming that it was for re-export, in which case it wouldn't have to pay tax. But then it was actually being manufactured into cigarettes in South Africa, on which tax would be payable, and that then just dissipated into the local economy. So that's what actually happened here. But it's a staggering amount of money. Mm. It's 19 billion. Just, you know, consider that this year alone, SARS expects to rake in about 13 billion in excise from tobacco. To claim 19 billion from a company over a period of 3 years, that just shows you how big this was.
Mm. And it seems as though this 19 billion rand is not even the entire amount that is owed to SARS. If you take stock of the fact that this company was not paying excise duties, it wasn't paying value-added tax, it wasn't even paying income tax.
That's right. The total amount is about 19 billion, of which about 18.8 billion was excise revenue for the tobacco. Mm. Then there was an amount of about 31 million rand for unpaid value-added tax and another 73 million in income tax. You add that all together, it comes to just a shade below 19 billion, just a staggering amount of money.
Mm. And some are saying that this is a huge positive, a huge win for SARS, which has been ramping up investments in trying to combat the illicit cigarette market. What's your sense of what this means and, you know, what happens next?
In a sense, it is a positive because they closed down and they did achieve what they were the objective here, which was to get a final liquidation order against the company. It's a negative in the sense that they'll get nothing like that back in terms of the seizing and selling of the assets of the company. First of all, what does the company own? It's got trucks, and there's very often leases attached to those trucks. So, and what has happened as well, which also came out of the court papers, a lot of these trucks have now, they've frittered away, they've dissipated into back to Zimbabwe or across the border, and a lot of them are supposedly in disrepair. So SARS is going to get nothing like 19 billion. In fact, what mm-hmm. came out in the court papers was it only got 2.2 million from these asset seizures. So that's the downside. The plus is, I think anybody involved in this game of illegally importing tobacco is going to be put on serious notice now that they're going to get caught, and SARS is on top of them.
Mm, do you reckon that this victory for SARS in court sends that kind of message to the rest of the guys in the industry who are dodging corners?
It does send a strong message, but you know, if you look at the profit incentive to do smuggling, it's huge. I mean, it's better than the heroin trade. It's better than the cocaine trade. If you bring a truck, a 40-foot truck across the border from Zimbabwe, that's worth about 7 million rand. You've obviously got to pay off the border officials there to do that, but that apparently is not a problem. That's done routinely every day. So 7 million rand for a truck, it's a pretty strong incentive. You know, you're prepared to take a few risks to continue doing that, and of course people are doing that. During the lockdown, you have to go back to what started in March of last year when Minister Dlamini Zuma imposed the COVID lockdowns. And included in that was a smoking ban, you know, a ban on sales of cigarettes. Well, of course, that just opened up the whole thing to the black marketeers. And smokers were still able to get their cigarettes at higher prices, but they were able to get it. But it was a massive disruption to the cigarette market in South Africa. So the big established brands, which would be owned by companies like British American Tobacco, they lost market share to companies like Gobbledleaf Tobacco, which is a company based in South Africa and in Zimbabwe. And so now you've got brands like RG, which are among the biggest selling brands in the country. So everything was turned upside down, and there was opportunities there for people to smuggle cigarettes, even a few cartons across the border. You could make quite a bit of money from that.
Mm.
This is what has happened, and this is we'll look back on this, I think, in years to come as being the sort of height of ineptitude on the part of government.
I think a lot of people would agree with you there, but Karen, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks so much for your time. Karen Ryan, the contributor at MoneyWeb.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.